The numbers don't add up. Women are underrepresented in executive management positions, despite earning a majority of advanced degrees and holding over half of managerial positions in the U.S. Although slowly, the number of women in the C-suite has increased. However, women still hold less than a fifth of these positions. Although possible solutions are clear, implementation has been slow. In the meantime, women are tasked with navigating a murky career path. Hi, I'm Nancy Gettridge, founder of Phenomenal Image. I help you figure out what really matters to you in your career, and I help you achieve it. Today's conversation has to do with enjoying your career journey. Most of us will work 20 to 30 years or even longer by the time we retire. So our career path is a marathon. It's not a sprint. So with that in mind, how do you manage the ebbs and flows of the journey? How can you enjoy the ride? Well, I have 7 tips that you should consider making to help make your career journey more fulfilling. So let's get started. The first tip I want to share is focusing on your goals. For the purposes of this talk, we're going to focus on career goals. The career barriers that women face is real. The part of any successful strategy includes being aware of those challenges. However, it's more important to place your focus on what you want to achieve and not on your gender. For instance, if you want to become the CEO of the company, focus on achieving that goal. Don't focus on being a female CEO. Concentrate on being the CEO who happens to be a woman. When you remove the gender identification from your mindset, you are more open to recognizing all that is required at the company to achieve your goal. Now, that doesn't mean that you are not aware of the obstacles that may arise due to unconscious bias or downright discrimination, but do not allow that to stop you from achieving the goal that you've set, from who you're aspiring to become or want to do. That is more important. And this tip is also for those who may not have yet committed to a career goal. Perhaps you have not really thought about what it is you really want in your career, or you're still trying to figure it out. Well, one of the things you can do is consider your values, connecting that to your experiences and education. Think about those areas that influenced your job choices to help you pinpoint what your next job should look like or in the industry that you may want to go into. You can also think about what makes your blood boil. What upsets you so much that it moves you? That's how I discovered my purpose. So since I was little, I was always observing how women were being treated. I recognized it in the church. For example, at the church I attended, I noticed how if someone got pregnant, they would go to the front of the church and the woman would ask for forgiveness. Now, I was young, so I really didn't know everything that was going on. They would go in the front of the congregation and ask for forgiveness. But what I noticed was that there were not many men who would confess. And I was younger, but I was like, doesn't it take two? And as I got older, I started noticing double standards all around me, even within my household. Now, my dad wanted boys, but he had all girls. Now, don't get me wrong, he loved us, but I could tell he really wanted a boy. I noticed how he would spend time with our male cousins. He would spend a lot of time with them. And I remember asking about the difference, and he said they were men, young men, and he could teach them things about being a man. And at the time, I did not totally understand, but I knew I did not like how it made me feel. Those experiences touched my heart. And again, I was just seeing all of these differences, but I also saw women as leaders. In fact, my first job was for an electronics manufacturer representative, and the CEO was a woman. Now, during my career, I've worked for other women leaders, and so I saw that it is possible for women to lead despite the obstacles. Those jobs have been most memorable, and I learned so much, and that was really something that was important to me, to help other women see themselves as leaders and have equal opportunities in the workplace. My natural interest, passion, education, and experiences were clues to my purpose, and I'm thankful that I was able to align my purpose to what I do for a living. These things, interests, skills, experiences, education, may provide clues into what you should be doing in your career. In fact, that could be your first career goal, to do the research to discover the best career for you. Focus on your goals and don't necessarily focus on the obstacles, because obstacles are constant. It's just a part of the journey. So commit to focus on your goals. So the next tip is to be comfortable in your skin. So what does that mean? Well, it means to do you. It's less stressful to be authentic and just be who you are and living at that as that authentic person. Be yourself. Don't succumb to changing who you are to fit into the boys' club. Embrace the qualities that make you different. That is what makes you stand out in the crowd. Know who you are, you know, and that's including your strengths, weaknesses, core values, and personal style. So you will be able to assess whether something goes against your beliefs, and it can help you decide accordingly. You will know whether it is something you want to get involved in or whether or not a certain company is a good fit for you because they do or don't align with your core values. It's important to note that being comfortable in your own skin does not mean that you would have to leave your comfort zone. In most cases, you will. You may need to go places or do things that are outside your element. Let's think of an example. So let's say you are aspiring for a senior leadership position. So you're networking and everyone decides to play a round of golf. And they do this maybe one Saturday out the month. The problem is you hate golf. So yeah, it's outside your element. You don't necessarily like it, but you understand the benefits because many times that's where business is conducted. People do business with those they like. And so as long as it doesn't go against your core beliefs, be open to new experiences. Even though you don't like golf, does it go against your core beliefs? I mean, it's golf. Again, as long as it does not go against your core beliefs, venture outside your comfort zone. Try new experiences. Who knows? You may grow to like it. So let's go on to our next tip. Our third tip is network and build your career squad. Now, when I think about this, there is a Bible verse that comes to mind. It's as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. That's Proverbs 27:17. And so it's very important to build your career squad. Now, when I say career squad, I'm referring to your personal team or your circle, your personal circle. You will not be able to advance to senior leadership in your career without help. And interaction with others is human nature. You must constantly network and build connections because it will be those connections that will help you grow professionally. Also, surround yourself around others who are where you want to be. You want to connect with others from which you can mutually learn. And the way to do that is creating your career squad. Your ideal team may include a mentor who can show you the ropes, a sponsor who will advocate on your behalf, a networker who has the knack for bringing people together, a coach partner who can keep you accountable, a finance whiz who can help make your money work for you, a human resources hero who can teach salary negotiations, and a stylist who can help you look the part. So your career squad will help you become better, stronger version of yourself, and it'll help you stay balanced. So you need to integrate substitutes for team members in the form of books, articles, and other documentation, which is fine. You don't necessarily have to be in contact with a physical being, or maybe just during your process of looking for the best fit for you. But keep in mind that our strengths do lie in our connection with others. And so remember, networking works both ways. So make sure you are contributing to those you connect with. So that leads us to the next tip, which is tip number 4. And that tip is understanding your leadership style and organization's culture. Now, the role of a leader is to help others excel while communicating the vision of the firm. Traditional leadership consists of a top-down management style, which focuses on compliance. However, modern leadership involves a collaborative approach, which highlights empowering employees to lead themselves. Understand your leadership style and observe how your style works within the organization culture, and that's a necessity. Consider your company's working environment and the leadership styles of those in higher positions over you. You must be able to work with your senior leaders, so become flexible in your style. Understand the best way to communicate with different diverse personality types. And so how do you do this? Well, listen, observe, and talk to your employees and peers. Communicate with them in such a way that they feel like they matter to the company, or they matter in the company. Always be concise and clear in communicating. In turn, your team would help you meet the objectives of your team and the firm. And so the next tip is number 5, and that is taking care of yourselves. So don't take this lightly, because a lot of people don't see this as an important tip. But because there are definitely going to be times when you're going to feel flustered, frustrated, and overwhelmed. And, you know, those feelings are a natural part of life. And to overcome these feelings, you must take care of yourself. So every day, do something that makes you feel good no matter what. And it doesn't have to take a lot of time. That might just be taking a moment to breathe and stretch and count your blessings. You could take a walk during lunch, go to the gym, or even take up a hobby. Find something that would allow you to let go of the negative energy and give you an opportunity to refuel. You'll be glad you did. Now, that is something that I've come to do every day. So I'm a morning person. So when I first get up, I'll say a small prayer, thanking God for a brand new day, a new day to be, to do, and grow. I'll just write a quick note in my journey, which I keep near me. It's my gratitude journey, where I write down something that I'm grateful for that morning. Then I write my intentions, what I expect to do for that day. And for me, I've learned to take the 3 most important things that I want to achieve for the day. So I try to do 1 personal priority, 1 professional, and 1 spiritual thing. So I'm setting goals. I call them intentions. So if I don't get anything else done for that day, I'm going to get those 3 things done. Those are my priorities. Also, as I'm getting older, I know my health is very important, including my mental health. So I meditate. I read a couple of scriptures and I actually listen to those scriptures. Sometimes I may go on YouTube and listen to a sermon, or I may listen to some of my favorite music. I'll listen to it in the morning. Now, I also like to dance, and it's a way that I use to get my physical activity going. So my dog, Tudor, dances with me sometimes if he's in the mood. Other times he'll sleep and just watch me from afar. All this is to say is that it only takes a few moments to make yourself a priority, because honestly, for a very long time, I didn't do that. I didn't take care of myself, and I allowed myself to be last on my list. And it didn't work well, because I neglected myself, my health suffered. And that was my wake-up call that I needed to make some changes pronto. So yes, find something that would allow you to let go of negative energy. Also, listen to your body. If you're feeling exhausted, take a break. It's okay to do that. Take a break and refuel. And I know I can tell the difference in my day if I do not start my day in that way. It's now become a habit that I naturally wake up around the same time. I still set my alarm just in case. But the bottom line is, please, please set time for self-care and make it a priority. And this leads me to the next tip. Ask for help when you need it. It literally takes a village to raise a family. Work-life balance is an issue, and taking care of the responsibilities of home is a concern. And I believe work-life balance is not really a thing. I believe it's more of an integration of work and life in which one can set boundaries. And I'll just save that, the details on that, for another talk. But taking care of the responsibilities of home is a concern. But you're not a superhero. Don't be afraid to ask for help. You may not have family near you that can help, so you may need to become creative. You know, reach out to your peers who may be able to offer referrals. And you may be surprised who may help if you ask. Another website that I ran across, it's called careeronestop.org. Careeronestop.org has a wealth of information about navigating your career. And if you scroll all the way down to the bottom, there are resources for childcare in your state. Of course, this would be for the United States. But I do believe that many countries do have something like that, a career website that can help you find resources, the resources you need. But you may be surprised on who may help you if you just simply ask. The other thing is to create a routine that works for you. Now, there is a wealth of technology available to take advantage of. For example, you may need to use FaceTime to communicate with the kids when you must work late. Many alarm systems have video capability to allow you to monitor your home, so you don't have to worry if your routine doesn't reflect what society dictates. The most important thing is that your family is safe and taken care of. So do what works for you and ask for help when you need it. Now we're down to the final tip. The next and final tip is, as you climb that career ladder, pull someone else up. You are blessed to be a blessing. And if you don't give up, you will reach your career goals. And when you do, remember to help someone else achieve her goals as she navigates her career. Look for ways to give back. And one of those ways you can give back is to consider becoming a mentor or sponsor. You may be able to provide encouragement. And sometimes some people just need to vent and just need someone to listen as they sort out their thoughts. You can be that person. And of course, you can also give advice and share your experiences, or just be a role model. Remember the help you received to get to where you are now. So please don't be that person who thinks that because you went down a difficult road, the next woman should do the same, like it's a rite of passage or something. If every forerunner had that attitude, we as a collective would never get ahead because we would all keep going around the same mountain, bitter about the journey instead of learning and sharing the lessons of the experiences so we as a collective can advance. How cruel would it be to know someone is going in the wrong direction and not tell them? Now, that does not mean that you must babysit or handhold, but you can at the least help them by pointing them in the right direction. Please keep that in mind when you reach your way. So there you have it. 7 tips to help make your career journey more pleasant. They're straightforward, but these are important because they can help you have a more fulfilling career journey. So let's quickly go over a quick summary of the tips we went over. 1, focus on your goals. And if you don't have any goals, your first goal is to take the time to figure out what you want in your career. Use your career goals to guide you in your career path. Use it as a benchmark to gauge where you are in your career path. The next tip, 2, be comfortable in your skin. Do you. It's less stressful to be yourself, but understand you may need to leave your comfort zone. And as long as it does not conflict with your core values, go for it. Tip 3, network and build your career squad. Your career squad is your personal team that would help you become a better, stronger version of yourself, and it'll help you stay balanced. Remember, networking works both ways. Make sure you are contributing to those you connect with. 4, understand your leadership style and organization's culture. Modern leadership involves a collaborative approach, which highlights empowering employees to lead themselves. So understand your leadership style and observe how your style works within the organization's culture. Avoid groupthink and communicate in a clear, concise, and consistent manner. 5, take care of yourself. Every day, do something that makes you feel good, no matter what. 6, ask for help when you need it. It literally takes a village to raise a family. It doesn't make you look weak if you ask for help. And when you get help, you're able to go farther than if you do it alone. And our last tip, as you climb the ladder, pull up someone else. You are blessed to be a blessing. And if you don't give up, you will reach your career goals. And when you do, help someone else achieve her goals as she navigates her career. Remember, you did not get where you were alone. And so make sure you do your part to help someone achieve their goals. Now, research supports that an artificial barrier exists to prevent women from advancing to top managerial positions due to societal, governmental, internal business, and structural business barriers. Now, albeit slowly, these entities are evolving. However, we can't wait another century for women to advance. In my quest to find ways to help women reach their career goals, I noted a plethora of research that studied women who have advanced to senior leadership and what they did to overcome those challenges. Combined with my experience and those of peers and clients, I have embraced this research and I made it my mission to help women advance in their careers. And today's tips, those 7 tips, reflect some of those experiences and findings. If you enjoyed today's conversation, you might want to consider just signing up and continuing. I send you emails on career tips and other goodies that you'll find in your inbox if you're so interested. Just go ahead and go to the website, phenomenalimage.com, and you will find the form there. And all I need is your email, and voila, you're done after you confirm your subscription. I'm Nancy Gettridge, founder of Phenomenal Image, and what I do is help you figure out and discover what's really important to you, to your career, and then I help you achieve it. With that being said, stay blessed, and I look forward to seeing you on our next talk. Have a great day. Bye-bye.